had elapsed, perhaps even longer. We do not know how to reckon the time to an exact point in time, because we don't know how long Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. We don't know how long that they were there before they were expelled out of the Garden of Eden. We can only look at the genealogy that is given to us in the Word of God. Some say that it was close to 2,000 years. Amen. When the ark, amen, was prepared for the saving of man, that God found a man that was righteous, a man that was perfect in his generations. Amen. And Noah prepared an ark. Amen. Not for just the saving of the creation that God had made, but for the saving of every man and every woman and every boy and every girl that would accept the invitation, that would hearken to the Word of God. Amen. There was a window of opportunity. There was a period of time for 120 years. The Bible says the ark was preparing. Amen. But the Bible also tells us that God's Spirit will not always strive with man. There is a time in the economy of God, that God is a son of his days, whether they be many or whether they be few. Amen. If God grants unto you and 80 years, amen, you need to give thanks unto God. And if by strength, amen, you attain unto 80 years or 80 years old, it is a gift of God. But none of us have a promise of how long that we're going to live in this world. Amen. For some, that window of opportunity is a lot. The Bible says, and to whom much is given, much is required. Not everyone, amen, has an equal opportunity as far as time and chance is concerned. But time and chance happeneth unto us all. But I assure you that we serve a just God. We serve a God full of mercy and grace. It's not his will that any of us should fall into his hands in judgment, but desires to embrace us in love. But not everyone has the same, amen, experience. Not everyone travels the same road of life. Amen. For some, the journey is longer than it is for others. Some are given greater opportunities and greater blessings than others, but everyone is given an opportunity. Amen. The Bible says that the whole creation and testifies to the glory of God, so that we are without excuse, for the heavens declare the glory of God. Amen. The invisible things declare, amen, his power and his Godhead. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. But when they would know God, they did not know God. Amen. I'm afraid that so many times that people allow opportunity to come and go. They do not realize, amen, the brevity of life. The Bible tells us that man's days are few and they're full of trouble. Amen. That no one knows, amen, the number of his days. No one knows how long the journey is going to be. Amen. But he's going to come at a time when we think not. We cannot, amen, know the end from the beginning. But there is a God in heaven, amen, that knows the way that we go. There's a God in heaven that knows the number of the hairs of our head. Amen. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. And he's a just God, a merciful God. And it's not his will that any should perish. And yet the Bible says that there were only 8 people that were saved in that generation. Amen. That a whole multitude of souls a man perished in the judgment of God's wrath, when God caused the floods to fly, the floods to rise, and the rain to come down, and the waters covered the face of the earth, and everything that had the breath of life in it perished without hope, without an opportunity to be saved, because, amen, they did not take advantage of the door that was set before them. The ark that God called Noah to build was a type of the salvation that He prepared for us in this New Testament dispensation. The Bible says that God told Noah to build the ark according to the pattern that He showed unto him. And he was to pitch that ark within and without. I want you to know that God, amen, has a plan to save those that will take opportunity to call up to the prophet of the Lord. For 120 years, Noah pled with his generation. Amen. But one day, amen, that one door, amen, that allowed access into the ark, amen, the Bible says, amen, it wasn't Noah that shut the door. Amen, the church is not going to shut the door upon this world. Amen, amen, it's not the people of God that are going to turn sinners away. But the Bible says that God shut the door. And when God shuts the door, amen, it doesn't matter how much you plead, how much you cry out. It doesn't matter how much you might want, amen, to be saved. The Bible says when He shuts the door and they begin to knock, He is going to say unto them, I know you not whence you are. Hallelujah. Amen. So are there few that be saved? Question. Amen. They pose that question to Jesus Christ. Are there few that be saved? Amen. And Jesus said, amen, that many are going to seek to enter in and shall not be able. In Matthew chapter 22, the 14th verse, the Bible says, for many that shall call. God is still calling men to repentance. Amen. He called men to repentance in the days of Noah. And as it was in the days of Noah, the Bible says, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, where the imagination of man's heart was evil continually, and there was violence in the earth. Are we seeing that same scenario played out in our generation? Amen. The generation that God destroyed in Noah's day. Amen. He destroyed by water. And He made a vow, a promise unto mankind. He said, I will never again, amen, destroy this creation. I will never again bring a judgment upon man, amen, by water. But He said, when I judge the earth in my indignation and in my wrath, I'm going to rain fire and brimstone from heaven. Amen. There is a generation that just shall see the wrath of God. There is a generation that will come realize, amen, that the judgments of God, amen, are real judgments. That heaven is a real place and hell is a lake of fire that burneth forever and ever, and the smoke of their torment goeth up. Amen. I believe in a God that's willing to save. I believe in a place called heaven. But I want you to know that surely there is a heaven to gain. There is a hell to shun. Amen. When God's judgment upon this world, it will not be in a flood of waters, but God is going to pour out His undiluted wrath upon a world of ungodliness, because they would not receive Him when the door of salvation was available unto them. So what was the answer to the question? They said, are there few that be saved? And Jesus said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Amen. If we're going, amen, to take advantage of the opportunity to be saved, amen, we've got to strive to enter in. Amen. It's not to those that are faint-hearted. It's not though to those that are weak in faith. Amen. But the Bible says, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. We've got to strive for the mastery. We've got to strive to please him. We've got to strive, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. Without faith, amen, it is impossible, amen, to enter in to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We're saved by hope. And hope that we have is not ashamed, because our hope is in the promised God. Our hope is in the salvation that's made available by the wonderful covenant that God has given to us of repentance and water baptism in Jesus' name and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Strive to enter in. Hallelujah. You've got to have the want to if you're going to live for God. Amen. You've got to make up your mind. Jesus said, no man having put his hand out and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. We cannot, amen, amen, be willing to just kind of go along with the flow and live our life in a haphazard fashion. Amen. But we've got to live our life, amen, continually trusting in the Lord. Amen. We've got to be circumspect in our walk in this world. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. We need to strive against all that is evil and wicked and that defiles. Amen. Amen. To come out and live a holy and righteous and overcoming life. For he that is born of God overcometh the world. Hallelujah. He that is born of God is not overcome by trials and temptation. Amen. The Bible says we're going to be tried. We're going to be tested. Amen. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. Amen. That we're going to be baptized. Amen. In the fire. Amen. We're going to wade through the waters. Amen. As the Satan comes against us. But oh, thank God that he that promised us salvation. Amen. Promised that he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. The God that brought Israel out of Egypt is leading us. Amen. To a place of glory. To a place of promise. To a place of safety. Amen. But we've got to strive. If we're going to enter in, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Now, that word for straight means narrow or tribulous. Amen. The way to God, amen, is to walk in His Word, to walk as the Spirit of God would lead us. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And so if we walk in the Spirit, we are not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. We're not going to be overcome by the devil. We're not going, amen, to be snared, amen, by Satan, amen, because our God has given us authority to trample upon serpents and upon scorpions. But it's a straight and a narrow way. We've got to stay in the Word of God. We've got to stay in His perfect will. We've got to walk as the Spirit would have us to walk. We can't walk after the vanity of our mind. We can't walk in the pride and the temptation of sin. But we've got to walk in holiness and in peace with God and with man. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. And with holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. We've got to walk in that straight and narrow path. For many will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Now, God does not put barricades in the pathway of those that would try to enter in. And the Bible says, amen, that if we would put a stumbling block in somebody's way, amen, if we would offend one of these little ones, amen, it would be better for us that a millstone would be put around our neck and we'd be cast into the sea than to offend one of these for whom Christ died. Amen. We need to be careful. Amen. That we don't put roadblocks. Amen. Where God never intended roadblocks to be. Amen. God, amen, is not trying to keep people out of the kingdom. Amen. His purpose is to get people to come into the kingdom. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. He has an open door. Amen. I believe the kingdom of God's an open door policy. Amen. It's for whosoever will. It's for the Jew first, but it's also to the Greek. Amen. The kingdom of God is not for an elite, a group of people. It's not just for those that are better educated. It's not just for those that are more gifted or more talented. It's not for those, amen, that have more to offer God. Amen. It's not what we've got to offer God. It's what God has got to offer us. He is offering us something, amen, that this world cannot give us. He's offering us eternal life and the riches of the kingdom of God. Amen. Put some of the people upon Mount Ebal, and he put the others upon Mount Gerizim. Amen. And beneath Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal was the village of Shechem. There is a village in that place to this very day. If you would go to Israel, there is an Arab village at the foot of Mount Ebal and the foot of Mount Gerizim. Amen. Where God caused the people to go. And he caused those that were up on this mountain to say, amen, this is what God will do if you walk in his statutes. Either these are the blessings wherewith I'm going to bless this people. If you walk in my statutes, if you keep my commandments, if you keep the covenant that I made with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, I'm going to bless you above all the nations of the earth. Amen. And you're going to be a blessing unto all nations. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, if you walk after the way of the world, if you walk in the abominations of the wicked, if you abhor my commandments, if you transgress against my statutes, then where I would have put a blessing, I'm going to put a curse upon you. And you're going to be a byword. Amen. You're going to be hated and you're going to be despised. You're going to be scattered abroad across the face of the world because you did not heed the commandments of the Lord. That you did not, amen, have the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob to lead you. But you chose to walk, amen, after the foolishness of your own heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To everything, there's a time and there's a season. God is a merciful God. Israel, amen, backslid. And Israel rebelled against God over and over again. Amen. But God, amen, did not put Israel away. God did not turn his back upon them. The Bible says that he was married to the backslider. Amen. That he reached out to Israel through the prophets. Amen. And he beckoned unto them to come and find reconciliation, to find mercy, to find grace. And the Bible says, and last of all, he sent his own son into the world. Jesus Christ came to a nation that had walked in rebellion, a stiff-necked people from their very beginning, from the time that he drew them out of Egypt and brought them to the land of Canaan. Israel was in continual rebellion against God. But because God doesn't want to destroy people, God doesn't want to bring destruction, it's not His will that any should perish, that He was long-suffering. Oh, thank God for the long-suffering and the mercy of God. Amen. I don't know your life tonight. I don't know the way that you go. But if you don't know the Lord tonight, if you are on a slippery slope, amen, slipping away from the Lord, the God that once called you, I want you to know that you can come to Him tonight, because He will welcome you with open arms, like the prodigal son that went down, amen, to the pig pen. And he wasted all of his father's inheritance with riotous living when he saw him coming back. Amen. The Bible says that he ran to his son and he fell upon his neck and he kissed him. You know, because it's not His will for you to perish. He sent His only Son into the world. And He said to His disciples, He said, I don't want you to go into any village of the Samaritans. And I don't want you to go into any village of the Gentiles. But I am sending you first of all. Amen. Before, amen, you open the door of invitation to anybody else. He said, I want you to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I want you to know that God wants to bring revival in the midst of His people. And before, amen, that He, amen, reaches out to the lost of the world, He's calling to the backsliders. He's calling to those that have gone astray. Amen. Have a revival, amen, if it begins with us, amen, if it begins in His church, if it begins with His chosen, amen, it won't stay there. Hallelujah. It started amongst the Jews, but it didn't stay amongst the Jews. It started in Jerusalem, amen, but it didn't stay in Jerusalem, but it went to the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. God loves people. God loves people. Amen. In Matthew 7 and 13, and I'm going to hurry to bring this to a close tonight. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 13th and the 14th verse, Jesus said again, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. There's only one way to God. There's only one way to the cross. There's only one way to eternal life. And that is through Jesus. Hallelujah. There's only one way that you can find Jesus. There's only one way that you can experience, amen, the wonderful experience of the new birth. And the Bible says, amen, that you must repent. Amen. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Amen. You need to repent, or you're going to burn in the fires of hell. You're going to suffer the damnation of a people that do not know God. Because one day, He's going to shut the door. I don't believe God is a respecter of persons. God is not going to be better to one generation than He was to another generation. That God is not going to be any more gracious to one individual than He is to another. For with God there is no respecter of persons. Salvation is to the Jew first, but it's also to the Gentile. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, the first are going to be last, and the last shall be first. Amen. It doesn't matter. Amen. When your opportunities come. Amen. It's what you do with the opportunity. Amen. That really matters. For some of us, opportunities come very quickly, very early in life. Amen. There's some where we're blessed. Amen. How many of you received the Holy Ghost like I did before you were 11 years old? Can you raise your hand? Look at the number of people. How many of you received the Holy Ghost when you were past 40 years of old? Would you raise your hand? Is there anybody that received the Holy Ghost when you were past 70 years of age? My grandfather, amen, did not serve the Lord most of his life. My grandmother was a very faithful saint of God. Amen. She just kept on praying. She just kept on believing. She just kept on doing what she knew, amen, was pleasing to the Lord. Amen. But when he was in his late 70s, I believe it was 7-8 years of age, amen, I was preaching revival in their church. Amen. I was about 21, 22 years old, maybe not even that old. Amen. I don't believe we were married yet, so it had to be before that time. Amen. And during that revival, amen, I saw my grandfather raise his hands and begin to speak in another language as the Spirit of God, amen, moved upon him. It's not when, it's what are you going to do with the opportunity. There's a time and there's a season to everything under the sun. To everything, there's a time and there's a season. Amen. In Matthew 22 and 14, and we've read that and you're hearing already. The scripture says, for many are called, but few are chosen. Within the context of that 22nd chapter of Matthew, we find that there was a wedding that was called. And some of them that were invited to the wedding began to make excuses why they couldn't come. Amen. Would the musicians go ahead and make their way to the platform? They began to make excuses. One, amen, said he had bought some oxen and had not proved them. Another had bought a piece of ground and he hadn't seen it yet. Another man said, I've married a wife and I can't come. They began to make their excuses why they could not come to the wedding. The Bible tells us that he said, my house is going to be full. I want you to know that God is in the saving business. His house is going to be full. Hallelujah. I will read in the Bible that there was an innumerable company that were like the sand of the seashore and like the stars of the heaven for multitude. The angel of the Lord said, do you know who these are? And he said, no, I don't know who they are. And he said, these are they that came out of great tribulation, and they've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They're out of every kindred, nation, tongue, and people. Now, amen, they're in the presence of the Lamb. And he's wiped away all tears from their eyes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, amen, my house is going to be filled. He said, I want you to gather them up. He said, I want you to call them to the marriage. He said, I want you to call the good and the bad. Amen, we can't pick and choose who God's going to call. He said, I want you to invite everybody that you meet. I want you to invite the alcoholic. Yeah. I want you to invite the drug addict. I want you to invite the prostitute. I want you to invite the banker and the lawyer. I want you to invite the doctor. I want you to invite the carpenter and the plumber. I want you to invite the chaplain. Amen. Amen. The Bible says go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. He said, I want you to bring in the good and the bad. Amen. Compel them to come to the marriage. And they called. Remember, the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. It's not enough just to be called of God. Amen. I want to be chosen of God. I want Him, amen, to call my name and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." You know what God's looking for? God's looking for faithfulness. God's looking for mercy. God's looking for grace. God's looking for love. God's looking for people of compassion. That's what God's looking for. For with the same judgment that you mete out, the Bible says it's going to be meted unto you again. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in the 22nd chapter, there was one them that did not have on a wedding garment. And they said, "Friend, how is it that you came in without a wedding garment?" Now, it might seem strange to you and I, because we live in a Western society where the term wedding garment does not apply to our culture. But in the Oriental culture of the Bible land, whenever a marriage feast was called and the invitations went out, everyone that was invited to the marriage was given a wedding garment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, everybody that got an invitation, amen, also had a wedding garment prepared. And all they had to do was receive it. But this man came in without a wedding garment on. You're not going to enter heaven by your own works. You're not going to receive the approval of the Lord by your own righteousness. Because our righteousness is what? As filthy rags in the sight of God. We got to be clothed with the righteousness of Christ. We got to be clothed with His righteousness, with His grace, with His mercy, with His love. Hallelujah. If you don't have a wedding garment, you're not going to enter in to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. In closing tonight, would you stand? As I was preparing tonight, and I was looking to God for direction, God directed me to the third chapter of Revelation, the fourth and fifth verse. We know that without a wedding garment on, that we're not going to be accepted, but we're going to be cast out. The Bible said that man that had not on the wedding garment, they took him and they cast him out into outer darkness where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. Revelation 3, 4, and 5 says, "Thou hast a few names." Remember the question. Are there few that be saved? Amen. Many are going to go the way of the world. Many are going to compromise. Many are going to go the way of least resistance. This is a letter to one of the churches. A church that was established upon the rock. The church that believed in repentance and water baptism in Jesus' name. And the infilling of the Holy Ghost. That kind of a church. And this is the message to that church. Thou hast a few names. God help us. Amen. There was a lot of people that belonged to that church that claimed to be apostolics. Amen. That had been baptized in Jesus' name. that had experienced the Holy Ghost. Amen. You hear me? Because this was a church that the apostle himself had established. Amen. On his missionary journey. It was not a church that had been established upon a shaky foundation. It had been established upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. And the God of heaven said, thou hast a few names, not many, but there's a few in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. Oh God, help us not to defile our garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. I want you to know, amen, that God has the power to blot out the names of those that are not faithful. Yes. He said, if you'll be faithful, I won't blot your name out. How many of you want to be faithful?
In Jesus' name, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's why it's important that our names are written in heaven. It doesn't matter whether your name's on a church roll or not. It doesn't matter whether you are a member of a church, amen, on a certain street or not, amen. But is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? He said, those that overcome, amen, I will not blot out their name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Hallelujah. To everything, there's a time and there's a season. I don't know when God is going to shut the door of opportunity. Amen. Upon this present generation. I don't know when God's going to call the church. Amen. To enter into his glorious and wonderful salvation. But one day, he's going to shut the door. And when God shuts the door, amen, those who seek to enter in are not going to be able to enter in. Those that would, amen, find a place of repentance will be like Esau. The Bible says of Esau, amen, that he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears, because the opportunity was past. With every head bowed and every eye closed, and the saints of God are praying. Amen. As you travel down the highway of life, I want you to know there are just so many opportunities, amen, to get off of the broad way. There are just so many opportunities to exit, amen, into that straight and narrow way. I don't know when you will have gone too far. I don't know when you will have ventured too far down life's highway, amen, to be able to turn around and retrace your steps. I don't know how much time we have. I don't know how much time, amen, is in the timetable of God. But my Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. Everybody has an appointment with time. Everybody has an appointment with the Master. I've been traveling down the highway, amen, and missed an exit. Have you ever done that? Be looking for an opportunity to get off the highway and to be traveling too fast. We were too far past our desired destination. We had traveled too far to go back. And so we continued down the path that we had chosen. Never again to go back. Never again to find our way back home. Oh, tonight I'm appealing to you. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Today there's a God in heaven that will welcome you with open arms. The door is open. Hallelujah. His salvation is available. But the door will one day close. And God said, when I shut the door, no man can open it. And God shut the door. And the cries went up, let us in. We want to be saved. Open the door and let us in. And the waters began to rise. The rains descended. The lightning crossed the sky. And the thunder rolled. And God said, the opportunity is past. Amen. The opportunity came and went. And now you're destined for destruction. Oh, I pray that somebody tonight, somebody would respond. Somebody may be getting their last call, their last opportunity to make things right with God. These altars are open. The door of heaven stands wide. And Jesus calls, today is the day of opportunity. Today, if you will call upon my name, today, if you seek my face, today, if you will ask, I will hear your prayer.
He's tender.
He's calling. He's calling.
Today.
Hallelujah. Would you come and pray? Hallelujah.